What if you could measure your employer brand as a single number? What if you could track it over time? We do that. It's called the Employer Brand Index. Continuously measuring what's positive and negative about you as an employer from a candidate perspective is the key. The Employer Brand Index helps you measure your employer brand and validates your perceptions or draw up a few surprises, both good and bad. The Employer Brand Index works best when done over time to see how things are changing. Some companies use it as a baseline before they launch their EVP. Others add in some talent competitors to see how they stack up. Stay on top of your employer brand. Go to employerbrandindex.co to learn more.
Hey, sons of Aeson, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast. Brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. And we are, of course, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights extraordinaire. Today, we're going to zoom in on a particular theme of employer brand and arguably business in general. We've done some research in-house, and I will be speaking to the author herself. So let's start the show. On a regular basis here at Link Humans, we like to conduct research into trends and patterns of employer brand. We have recently looked at, for instance, diversity and inclusion in the top 20 US tech companies. We've looked at management and organization in major banks. We've looked at the impact of COVID-19, of course, on employer brand, and also current workplace trends such as working from home, employee wellness, and mental health. Today, I'm going to have a chat with Olivia Thompson, who is our very own account manager here at Link Humans, and she works closely with some of our key clients to ensure they have success with their employer brand programs. Hello, Olivia.
Hello, Jorgen.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, good to be back in an office.
Yes, I agree.
So you've recently done some research into ESG, so that's environmental, social, and governance, that aspect of employer brand, and with a particular focus on sustainability, which is a theme that affects all companies, arguably. And the research was based on the Link Humans Index, also known as the Employer Brand Index, which is, of course, our methodology. So before we dig into your research findings, let's start with the index. So, Olivia, what is the Link Humans Index?
Yeah, so at Link Humans, we measure employer branding, specifically what talent is saying about you publicly as an employer. And this is talent in the form of alumni, employees, and candidates. And what we do from our data is we go through a very extensive process of categorizing commentary according to positive and negative sentiment. And from these comments, we then categorize them even further into our 16 employer brand attributes. From this, we can then generate an overall employer brand index score.
Yeah, and our clients use this for all sorts of reasons. Most popular would probably be just to get a measurement and to understand what the ROI is of employer brand, but also to get a further understanding of where they're at, perhaps in different parts of the world, different parts of the business, and really how they can bring about positive change from the inside as well as externally. Right. So if we turn to ESG then and sustainability, first of all, why did you choose to look at this particular topic?
So yeah, good question. Since last year at Link Humans, we have been keeping a very close eye on popular trends occurring across our data from the companies that we've been measuring. And in doing so, what we have found is that taking responsibility now as an employer is key, whether that be in management communicating effectively with staff, in relation to creating a safe work environment, or even managing work expectations. But what we have also seen emerge, as I suppose the new hot topic, is how companies are taking responsibility in their ESG initiatives, so sustainability, whether that be in reducing plastic use, aims towards being carbon neutral, or even taking initiatives towards combating climate change. And in fact, what we found from our own research was that specific sustainability has formed 23% of the total number of positive ESG mentions in Q1 2021. So clearly, this is having a great positive impact.
Yeah, and it's definitely very topical. And it's, I think, before COVID, I think ESG and, global warming, those sort of issues, they were really making the headlines. But then suddenly COVID hit and that was a bigger story. But I think once we, when COVID comes part of natural or normal life, I should say, then I believe ESG and sustainability is going to be a key topic again. So what did this research entail, and can you give us an idea of some of your findings?
Yes, so using our employer brand index research methodology, we took a look at public data. As I said before, we look at employees, alumni and candidates, and we looked at a selection of global Fortune 500 companies to see exactly what talent was saying about ESG specifically in Q1, January to March 2021. And in terms of score, what we found was that ESG had one of the highest scores in Q1 2021 at 8.56. We scored 10 as the highest possible score. And what this means is that 85% of commentary towards this attribute was positive. And as well as this, ESG was the second highest mentioned attribute on social media. So put simply, with a high share of voice and a positive score, this attribute is a great driver of positive impact towards your overall employer brand score.
Okay, that's really interesting. And who's expressing these opinions? Who's saying this?
So yeah, we narrowed this down. We looked specifically from a seniority standpoint and also a platform standpoint. And in doing so, when we looked specifically at sustainability, we found that 46% of the positive commentary on sustainability was actually coming from senior management. And 90% of positive commentary on sustainability was coming from social media. So clearly these are the areas that are generating conversation that, you know, we need to be looking into when we're looking at activation and impact.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's worth noting that we look across social media, employer review sites, forums, blogs, and so on. Social media seems to be the place where ESG and sustainability conversations are taking place. Right. And how does this all link back to employer branding?
Yeah. So from our research, what we've seen is that firstly, there is definitely a link that can be made between your ESG initiatives and also mission and purpose. As our data set shows, similarly to ESG, mission and purpose also had one of the highest scores in Q1 2021 at 8.19. And ESG and mission and purpose were the top most mentioned attributes on social media. So from that standpoint, you know, there's clearly a link between the two. And perhaps, you know, we've seen some companies who have intertwined their mission and purpose statement with ESG initiatives. So that could be something that, you know, could be looked into. I think from a talent attraction and productivity perspective, maintaining a strong ESG agenda generally is important for both keeping your current employees motivated and attracting new ones. We saw in a report by PwC, The Future of Work, A Journey to 2022, that 65% of people around the world want to work for an organisation with a powerful social conscience, and 36% of HR professionals are building their talent strategies around their organisation's social and environmental conscience. And of course, having a strong ESG agenda helps to build your position as a strong competitor within the market. You're able to tap into new markets and expand into existing ones as well.
Okay, super interesting. Now, there are some people out there who see ESG or sustainability as just a fad or a passing phase.
Yeah.
What would your response be to that in order to keep the momentum going?
So from our research, we would suggest, you know, looking at our stats, that senior management should continue to post online. Clearly, that's generating some traction and positive impact with the scoring. But as well as this, you know, means of encouraging other talent cohorts to do the same on sustainability initiatives and really kind of spreading that message online. Also, as we saw, companies should really embrace exploring the use of a range of social platforms for messaging, you know, whether that be through certain corporate hashtags, maybe certain campaigns, particularly from an activation standpoint. And in doing so, I think this can really help companies to track the success of their own initiatives that they are implementing.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I see a real opportunity here for employer brand leaders to partner up internally with your CSR or ESG department or social impact. Or I know they have very different titles in different organizations, and perhaps even a mission and purpose if there are people in charge of that, to come together and because it's really the people's stories that are going to be of interest. It's also ESG and these sort of initiatives that are going to be attracting those people.
Yeah, it's all about generating conversation.
Yeah, and if the conversation is positive, then try to boost it as much as possible. Great. And where can our listeners learn more about this piece of research and also the Link Humans Index in general?
Yeah, we have a link in the show notes to the article, and you can also have a look at linkhumans.com for more information about the work that we do with the index.
Yes, and Olivia, our listeners can find you on LinkedIn as well.
Yes, I am there. I will add you all.
Yeah, feel free to reach out. Olivia, we're very happy to do a demo of our fantastic index.
Yes, that would be great.
And can I ask, what is in the pipeline for our next research piece?
Yeah, so we'll be looking at how the culture of tech companies varies in different countries for our next piece.
Yeah, well, really looking forward to seeing that. So thank you so much for your time today, Olivia.
Thank you, Jorgen.
Okay, there we go, folks. Feel free to reach out to Olivia on LinkedIn, or you can drop her an email at olivia@linkhumans.com. And also, if you go onto our website, you'll find all the other research pieces we've done on there. Just click on the research tab, and we put these out almost on a monthly basis. And if you have any requests for any particular research for an industry or functions or personas, or certain countries, then let us know and we'll look into it for you. Right, you may want to consider subscribing to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, SoundCloud, all the usual places. And if you really enjoyed it or enjoyed that series, please help us out by leaving a review, preferably on Apple Podcasts or somewhere else. Now, did you know that ESG, which we discussed, which contains sustainability and formerly known as CSR, is one of all 16 attributes in the Link Humans Employer Brand Index? So ESG is just one out of 16. That means there's a lot more to investigate for your industry and your company. If you'd like to understand how talent feels about your business in terms of ESG, sustainability and more, feel free to check it out at linkhumans.com, or reach out to myself or Olivia, and we can set up a demo for you. Remember, if you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to catching up next time. Hey! Oh.